It's Border Crossings with Larry London from BOA Music Mix.
Hey, welcome to a new week and to Border Crossings. I'm a little bit tired this morning. 5:30 in the morning now that school starts. Comes very, very early when you've been up until about midnight watching the MTV Video Music Awards show. And I'll tell you about that as we go through the program. You'll be interested to find out who the winners were, as I was. It was a very exciting broadcast last night, and without question, Beyoncé was the highlight of the whole 2.5-3 hour show. Her portion was 15 minutes long, and she performed on stage unbelievable. I'll talk about that in just a couple of minutes. Here's the song that started off the whole broadcast last night. I really enjoyed seeing this done live because Jessie J has kind of gone underground for a while in the United States. It was nice to see her back on stage in America. Here she is teaming up with Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj, and a request from Aman Hussein listening to Border Crossings.
Queen Nicki dominant, prominent. It's me, Jesse, and Ari. If they test me, they sorry. Riders up like a Harley, then pull off in this Ferrari. If he hanging, we banging. Phone ringing, he slanging. It ain't karaoke night, but get the mic, cause I'm singing.
It's Border Crossings with Jessie J's new one featuring Ariana Grande and Nicki Minaj. The song, interestingly enough, was created without all three of them being together at the same time. In fact, after it was released, Jessie J admitted, "I haven't even met Nicki Minaj or Ariana Grande yet." So they did it, technologically speaking, they phoned it in. Everybody recorded their track somewhere else and somebody mixed them together. But what a great song. What a great show it was last night. Aman Hussein, thank you for your request and for loving Border Crossings. Let's see. Ariana Grande actually opened the show with her new song. And then it went into Nicki Minaj and her new song, Anaconda. And then it went into Jessie J with all three of them together. And it was a great, great night. The first award handed out was the Female Video of the Year, Dark Horse, which was given to Katy Perry. So congratulations to Katy Perry. She arrived in this beautiful Lamborghini sports car. And she looked really, 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 really nice last night. She always does. Another big winner was Miley Cyrus, got the Video of the Year award. That's the biggest award of the night. And she got that for Wrecking Ball. And she did something very touching. She let a homeless boy named Jesse come up and accept the award on her behalf. She sent a young boy, and he gave a speech, not only to thank everybody for the award for Miley, but also to talk about homeless youth. And Miley was there, and she was tearing up during his speech. So that was wonderful. Very touching. Here's some other awards that were given out last night. Let's see. We've got the Best Hip-Hop Video went to Drake for Hold On. Best Male Video, Ed Sheeran, which was a big surprise because he's up against some heavyweights like Pharrell and John Legend. Sam Smith, he had a standing ovation when he sang Stay With Me, but Ed Sheeran got Best Male Video. I mentioned the Best Female was Katy Perry. Best Pop Video, Ariana Grande with Iggy Azalea for Problem. Best Rock Video went to Lorde for Royals. And MTV Artist to Watch, which is like Best New Artist. The Artist to Watch, Fifth Harmony. So congratulations to Fifth Harmony. They were on Border Crossings in January. There's some other big awards, too. The Clubland Award went to Zedd, and quite a few others were handed out. Great performances. Not only Beyoncé performed, but as I mentioned, there were a number of other performances. And Nicki Minaj, when she came out a little later on to perform with another artist, she had a wardrobe malfunction. And she said backstage she didn't have enough time to zip her dress all the way up. So she held her dress together with her hand while she sang the whole song. And of course, I guarantee you today in the wrap up of the MTV Awards show, you're going to hear a lot about Nicki Minaj and her performance of Anaconda on stage, because there was a lot of twerking going on. And she had far less on covering her butt than Miley Cyrus did a year ago. There was a lot of interesting looks on people's faces in the audience when the camera would switch to the celebrities. They were kind of, Rita Ora had her mouth open. She was just like kind of staring in disbelief. But nonetheless, it was a great show. A lot of very, very soft spots, too. There was a tribute to Robin Williams and some other things that went on throughout the show. I particularly liked Jim Carrey and Jeff Daniels coming out. They're going to be in Dumb and Dumber 2. And they came out to present an award, and they had a great time and just were being silly. I really enjoy Jim Carrey. He's very funny. So it was a great show. I enjoyed it. We're going to be playing a lot of great music for you and giving away some more CDs, so hang around. We welcome you to Monday's edition of Border Crossings, and here's a request from Assam, India. Namaste to Shasinlo Rengma. Shasinlo is listening and wants this song from Westlife called I Have a Dream.
Oh yeah. And
Crossings and No Woman, No Cry, the music of Bob Marley. And that is a Facebook request from Darius Fuas, who is listening in Ethiopia. Darius, thank you very much for your message on Facebook, facebook.com. And we appreciate hearing from you. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And you can get us on Twitter, twitter.com. Send a tweet to BCVOA. You can call 202-619-2077. And if you want, you can also email bordercrossings@voa.gov. We've got some new folks who checked in with us this morning. Awich Mandy Pat Etienne, Rajat, Rukundo, and Anna Lee are all listening to the show. I put up a couple of new things on the Facebook page, so you might want to check these out. Very interesting. One of them is Brian Williams, who's a network news anchor who does the nightly news on NBC in the United States every night. And Ivan sent me this. It's kind of a mix-up. He called it a mash-up of Brian Williams rapping. So I put it up there because he sent it to me and I watched it and I enjoyed it. So I posted it. So if you want to check that out, you can. Also, I've got a picture up from I put it on Friday. I was away. Toshiki from the band X Japan was on our show and I put his photo up. He's apparently, it looks like, in Shinjuku in Japan, performing there in front of thousands and thousands of people. And I thank him for coming on the show Friday. And they've got a big show at Madison Square Garden in New York coming up in October. All right, moving along. We've got a request from Elizabeth. Elizabeth in Kuwait checked in with us by phone. She called 202-619-2077 to request Alicia Keys. Alicia Keys celebrated her fourth wedding anniversary on July 31st. She's been married to Swizz Beatz, and she announced her pregnancy on that day, on her anniversary. So congratulations. She's going to have her second child. And the first baby was born in 2010. She named the baby Egypt. There's no word on the name of the second child. But Alicia Keys is busy working on a sixth album as well. So, Elizabeth, here's your request. This is the title track from her fifth album, which came out 2 years ago. This is Girl on Fire.
Spirit of Marilyn calling me, audibly boiling. She said that she would never leave, continue to torture me, telling me to come with her, underneath my comforter. And she brought a gun with her, pills and some rum with her. Took me on the balcony, telling me to jump with her. Yeah, I'm in the ghost, but I ain't doing stunts with her. I ain't trying to be that. Haters want to see that, but I got a Aggie, cause I win the gold like Gabby. She's just a girl and she's on fire. Hotter than a fantasy, only like a highway. She's living in a world and it's on fire. Filled with catastrophe, but she knows she can fly. Checking me.
Border Crossings, and she is a girl on fire, Alicia Keys. And if you listen closely and you heard a couple of rap lines, that was compliments of Nicki Minaj, who did the rapping with Alicia Keys on that song, Girl on Fire, by request on Border Crossings. And again, thanks to everybody in Kuwait for reaching out and listening to the show. You can call 202-619-2077. Mark that phone number down because you're going to need it this hour. We are going to be doing the CD giveaway this week by Facebook Word of the Day. So every day I'm going to put a word up on my Facebook page, which is facebook.com/VOA Larry London. And when we open up the phone lines during the course of the hour, if you're the first person on the phone with the Facebook Word of the Day, then you will win both CDs. We have the Now 51 CD and Weird Al Yankovic's Mandatory Fun. Both of those up for grabs. This is the last week we're going to do this, the last week of August. We've been doing it all throughout the month, so we're going to wrap it up with a Facebook Word of the Day this week. So you need Facebook, and you need a phone, and you need to be listening. And if you got those three things covered, then you're in the running to win the two CDs. So stand by, that's coming up this hour. And again, it's facebook.com/VOA Larry London, or just go to facebook.com and search Larry London in the search box. Here's a request from Aminata, who's in Zimbabwe listening to our show. Michael Jackson's got a new song out, and this is called A Place With No Name, which was released by video last week. So A Place With No Name, Michael Jackson for Zimbabwe, here on Border Crossings.
Across on the highway, my Jeep began to rock. I didn't know what to do, so I stopped and got out and looked down. I noticed I got a flat, so I walked out, parked the car like sideways, so I can find what I can fix. I looked around, there were no cars on the highway. I felt estranged, feeling like
the skies and the birds and the flowers surrounded by
happiness are in the world. Cause I wanna be something. I went in my pocket, took my wallet on out with my pictures of my family and girls. This is the place that you choose to be with me. Well, you thought you could be in another world.
Crossings, brand new for Michael Jackson's Escape album, which came out in May. That's a catchy little tune, and it's called A Place With No Name on Border Crossings. I'm Larry London, and nobody's done Michael Jackson kind of like Weird Al Yankovic. We've got a Weird Al request coming up, and I know you're going to enjoy that, so hang around. That's coming up just around the corner. First, I'd like to say hello to a bunch of our Facebook friends who just became friends of our Facebook page. Fatima Mbayo, Sadiq Adams, Clue Kwesi, Matteo Sachete, Shady Brownson, Sadiq Farhan, Garen White, Victory African Herbs, Ola. I like that one. Ritesh Bora, Lawal Ishola, Papula Agunbiade Nurat, and Fuad Ferris. Thank you, everybody, for joining us on Facebook. Facebook.com/VOA Larry London. I'm going to put the Facebook word of the day up in just a couple of minutes, and you will need to go to our Facebook page if you want to get the CDs and play along this week. Here's a Facebook request. Iggy Azalea, in a pre-MTV award show concert, kind of did a couple of songs. She fell off the stage. She's okay. She got herself up, brushed herself off, but she did fall off the stage during the show. She didn't fall off the stage when she performed the new song with Rita Ora that the two of them have recorded together. She didn't come on stage too much, though, last night because she didn't win many awards, if any, actually. But Musi Kinfe wants us to play a song, which is a Weird Al version of a song from Iggy that was nominated for awards last night called Fancy. You all know the song. Here's one you don't know. This is Weird Al's version from the Mandatory Fun album We'll Be Given Away here on Border Crossings. Let's listen.
It might seem crazy wearing stripes of plaid. Keeps telling me, here's why.
Because I'm tacky. VOA Music Mix.
Hey everybody, it's Adam Lambert and you're listening to Larry London.
Hey, slow it down. What do you want from me? What do you want from me?
This is Border Crossings here on The Voice of America, and that is a request from who's Fana Haftam, who listens to us in Ethiopia every day and says, Border Crossings is my favorite show, and VOA Music Mix is my best network to listen to. So thank you very much, Fana Haftum, for your kind words. I'd like to say hello to Divine and to Bello and to Raisa Muko in Rwanda. And also Fred McBen wrote in and said, please say happy birthday to Ernest Ide. And Ernest is celebrating a birthday, and I want to wish him long life and prosperity. So Fred McBen, a good friend to have. So thank you for listening, and happy birthday, Ernest. Okay, I'll tell you what. I put the word of the day up. So go to Facebook.com/VOA Larry London right now, because the word of the day is there. And then after this song, get ready to call in to win. Don't call in yet. Some people are already writing in on Facebook saying, here's the word of the day. That's not how it works. You get the word from Facebook, but you will have to call into the studio. When I say it's time to call in, which is after this song, I will say when it's time, not yet, And if you're the first person with a word, then you'll win. So in the meantime, we're going to listen to this song, this request from Taylor Swift. And it's a request from Monica in Kuwait. And recently, Taylor Swift went and visited a cancer patient in a hospital. She took her own time to go see a cancer patient. She didn't expect to perform, but there was a guitar there. And when she saw this little boy who's suffering from cancer, she asked him, "What's your favorite Taylor Swift song?" And he said, "This next one, I Knew You Were Trouble." So she picked up the guitar and she sang it, and it sounded just like this.
Once upon a time, a few mistakes ago, I was in your sights, you got me alone. You found me, you found me, you found me. I guess you didn't care, and I guess I liked that. And when I fell hard, you took a step back. Without me, without me, without me. And he's long gone when he's next to me. And I realize the blame is on me. Never been till you put me down. Oh, I knew you were trouble when you walked in. So shame on me now. Blew me to places I've never been. Now I'm lying on the cold, hard ground. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. Oh, oh, trouble, trouble, trouble. No apologies. He'll never see you cry. Pretends he doesn't know that he's the reason why you're drowning, you're drowning, you're drowning. Now I heard you moved on from whispers on the street. A new notch in your belt is all I'll ever be. And now I see, now I see, now I see.
Trouble, trouble. Taylor Swift on Border Crossings. Taylor had a little bit of trouble last night during her show on MTV. She was performing her new song, Shake It Off, from the upcoming album 1989. And I guess there was a part of the show where she was supposed to jump off a platform on the stage and be caught by a bunch of dancers below. And she kind of improvised in the microphone, said, there's been enough trouble on this show already with anacondas biting people. I'm not jumping off of that thing, so I'm going to walk down here. And she kept on saying that. She was talking while she was walking down. So it was improvised. It was kind of fun. I love the new song, and I love Taylor Swift and everything she does. Monica in Kuwait requested I Knew You Were Trouble on Border Crossings. All right, one more request. We've got Donna Summer up next. Donna Summer, and by the way, the word of the day is up, so get to the phones right now, and if you're the first caller right now with the word of the day, 202-619-2077, you win the two CDs. So call right now. First caller to know the word of the day is our winner. We've got Donna Summer's widow joining us. Bruce Sedano will be on Border Crossings very soon, and he'll be talking about Donna, and he'll be talking about his music, her music, how they made music together, how their marriage was, about their children. You know, one daughter is very, very beautiful. I'm looking at her photo here, Brooklyn Sedano, gorgeous girl. So we'll be talking to Bruce in the very near future on this show. But here's a Donna Summer request, and this is a request from Idintu. And Dintu is in Nigeria listening to the show. And this is called Hot Stuff, while we go to the phones and give away the Facebook Word of the Day prizes to our lucky listener of the day. If you know the Word of the Day, call 202-619-2077 and win on Border Crossings. Summer here on Border Crossings, and congratulations to Mr. Hot Stuff. His name is Etienne Habumugisha in Rwanda, and he knew our Facebook word of the day today, Shake, on Border Crossings. So congratulations, Etienne. You have won the Now 51 CD and also the Weird Al Mandatory Fun CD. Etienne listens in Rwanda all the time, so we're glad you're with us and appreciate your support of the show. And the reason I picked the word shake, I think everybody on the show last night on the MTV Awards show was shaking something, somewhere, at some point in the night. Even Usher performed on stage with Nicki Minaj, and he got an up-close-and-personal look at her butt. She was shaking, right? Well, anyway, you have to see what I'm talking about to totally appreciate that which is Nicki Minaj. It was a great show. I want to say hello to Jurye, to Mimi Tila, Sue, Robert, Zoxy, Tesfa, LaMay, Major, Subseed, and everybody else who checked in on Facebook.com/VOA Larry London to let us know that you are with us. And we'll be back again tomorrow and do it all over again. Another Facebook word of the day and another lucky listener of the day for the Now 51 CD and the Weird Al Mandatory Fun CDs. Thank you to Weird Al, our engineer. Thank you to Mary and Vince, and to you for tuning in. I'm Larry London on Border Crossings. Have a great night. This is the VOA Music Mix Network.
Join Larry on Facebook at facebook.com/VOA Larry London.